on an open fire. Jack Frost nipping at your nose. Yuletide carols being sung by your choir. Folks dressed up like Eskimos. Everybody knows.
You know, musically, there's hardly any kind of sound more beautiful than four-part harmony in a cappella. Thanks to Pentatonix for opening up our show today. And welcome to you, to dannewman.org. We are so glad to bring you this special Christmas edition of our audio report today. Now, I'm a few days early, and I get that, but I wanted to make sure that we had a conversation before Christmas so that we could talk about some things that may help you get more in the Christmas spirit. You know, this is one of those time of years where it's very easy to get caught up in all of the hoopla about gift giving and visiting and all of the holiday things that go along with this time of the year. And those are good things. We also, if we're Christians, we think a lot about what this is really all about, and that's celebrating the birth of Jesus. I absolutely don't know if he was born on December the 25th. It really doesn't matter. That's the day that people long, long ago decided to celebrate his birthday. And so we're doing that this season. But really, folks, I want to take just a moment here to encourage everybody listening to this program. You know, life is really tough in many respects. Bad things happen to good people. And often there's no explanation, there's no body or no thing that we can blame for those things that happen to us. And so what we've got to realize is that God really does care about every one of us and everything that we go through. This is especially important this time of year. It's so easy to get caught up in the bad things of life, the circumstances in which we find ourselves that may not be good. And fortunately, for most of us, there is another time in life. Maybe it doesn't correspond. Maybe it's before the bad times. Maybe it's after the bad times. But fortunately, there's a balance there where when bad things happen, we know the best is yet to come, and that helps us get through those bad times. You know, as we enjoy this season with all of the good things that go along with it, I encourage each and every one of you this week, several days before Christmas, to become more aware of people around us, to look at others. Maybe it's people that you know, maybe it's a stranger on the street, but look at other people instead of just concentrating on all that you've got to do. I mean, think about it. If the kids are coming home, you've got Christmas presents to buy, you've got decorations to do, you've got parties to go to, you've got things to do at the office, all of those busy things that happen during this holiday season. Try to put those out of your mind every once in a while and just think about others. You know, holidays seem to magnify the good feelings, the good things, the great memories that we have. But they also magnify the bad things that have happened in our lives. And as tough as things may be for you today, I promise you, there's somebody close to you, maybe sitting at a desk next to you, maybe in an office, one office over, maybe in your neighborhood, it's three houses down the street. Maybe it's someone that sits quietly in the second to last row on the church pew on Sunday, and you may see them every once in a while, but you don't know anything about them. There's somebody like that somewhere that's got something going on in their life that is tougher than what you have going on in your life. And so take a moment. I encourage you during this holiday season, there's no way to get a better feeling personally than to make someone else feel better about something in their life. Maybe it's just a little, hey, how are you doing? Are things going good? I want you to have a very Merry Christmas. I wish you the best, and I look forward to sharing the new year with you. Something that simple can light a spark in somebody's heart, and it may change them. You hear stories all the time about somebody that's contemplating suicide, And on their way to take their own lives, somebody just happens to say something positive to them to stop them. Maybe even something simple like asking for directions and just saying hello, Merry Christmas, or hey, I hope you have a good day. And it changes the course of a lifetime. You know, you might be that person. Could be either one of those people. You could be the one that just stops along the way going somewhere in your busy, busy day and says something to somebody standing or sitting on a park bench, just standing, walking down the sidewalk, walking your way or walking the opposite direction. You could say something. You could speak something into that person's life that would change them forever, maybe save their lives. We just don't know. Remember, this is a tough time of year. Doesn't have to be, but often it is. Life is full of circumstances that many times we don't control. And sometimes life just spins out of control. Things happen we don't expect. And when they get here, we don't know how to handle them. So be there for someone. Pray for people that you know that you automatically are certain of their dire life circumstances. And give somebody something. Think about that. Doesn't have to be anything big, but give somebody something. Somebody that it isn't expected that you would do. Something kind. Something to make them feel better about themselves. When we come back, I've got something very special I want to share with you. It's about December 22nd. That's all just ahead at dnewman.org. Sit tight.
Bobby, you're here again.
Yeah, my doctor told me to reduce stress at work, so I come to Buffalo Wild Wings to eat lunch and watch sports. I get to pick one of seven entrees, like sandwiches and salads, plus one of seven sides.
Well, I like sides.
It's so affordable, I can finally take a vacation.
Where are you going to go?
Here, Tim, here.
Introducing the new B-Dubs Fast Break Lunch Menu, starting at a new low price. Dine in or order takeout weekdays between 11 and 2. Participation and availability may vary. Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings, beer, sports.
Hi, Tom Baudet. Of all the things invented in 1962, some have faded away, like cassette tapes. And others are still very much with us, like lava lamps and Motel 6. Yep, Motel 6 is celebrating 50 years of giving travelers a good night's rest and saving you more for what you travel for. But we're just getting started. In fact, the longer you watch us, the better we get. Kind of like a lava lamp. Trippy. I'm Tom Baudet for Motel 6. 50 years and the light's still on.
Welcome back to DanNewman.org. Some of you are going to laugh at me. Christmas means different things to different people. Our kids left today for Colorado. They're going to ski during the Christmas holiday. They'll be there away from us for Christmas. And that's kind of hard to get used to. But I'll tell you this. I'm getting old. I like being warm. I like the beach. I like the sun. I think I need an island Christmas. Well, I'm not going to have an island Christmas this year. Hopefully someday soon. Incidentally, that's my very favorite all-time music artist, a guy named Michael Franks. He is a wonderful singer, great songwriter. You've heard some of the stuff other people have done. You've heard of him. Even in Top 40 Radio, he's had many hits out there. But anyway, Michael Franks singing about my dream Christmas, at least this year, an island Christmas. Well, as we are listening to this broadcast, it is the 21st of December, just 4 days away from the big day, Christmas on Monday. And I told you I wanted to talk to you about December 22nd. I want to illustrate something to you. December the 22nd, 1969, is probably, if not the most, one of the most devastating days of my life. Let me set the situation for you. I'm a pastor's son. My father pioneered a couple of churches in Deep South Louisiana. We were living in Franklin, Louisiana in 1969. Loved it there. Small town, Cajun town, great food, right smack dab in the middle of all kinds of water, bayous, and lakes. I hunted, I fished, I started my freshman year in high school there, and was doing just really good. I was getting along with people. You know, those are tough years, freshman, sophomore, junior, and we moved there the summer between my eighth grade and freshman year, so it was really tough to, you know, fit in there. You know how cliques go at high schools, and especially the new kid in town. It took me a while to fit in, but I really did a good job, if I must say so myself. All that being said, my father and mother began to have trouble, and you can't hide it in the same house from the kids very long. My older brother was already graduated and had entered the U.S. Navy, so he was gone. It was just me, mom, and dad. December the 22nd, 1969, my father left us, and it was something that I'd never thought about, never anticipated, obviously never wanted to happen, but it's one of those red-letter days in my life. I'm 64 years old, and I still remember the heartache and the burning and the pressure that all just dropped into that little house in Franklin, Louisiana, 3 days before Christmas, 1969. You know, people in your life, and you've got a December 22nd somewhere in your life. It may not be a father or mother leaving. It may not be a breakup. It could be the death of a loved one. It could be something traumatic otherwise that happened in your life. Really bad things happen to people. And most of the time, they're unplanned. They just happen. And I'm telling you that to say this. One of my peers, one of my mentors in my life, a guy named Billy Wilson, was the general manager of KVKI radio station in Shreveport, Louisiana. I worked on air for a number of years there, ended up being part owner and general manager of that radio station. A great place in the history of my life in my later years. But Billy looked at me one day just in the middle of a normal conversation, and he said, "Hey, Dan, who's coming to your funeral?" And it shocked me. I never thought about that. And I said, "Billy, what are you talking about?" And he said, "Well, it's just what I ask. Who's going to come to your funeral?" And my reply was very simple. My friends and my family. And he said, "That's right. And so you need to spend the rest of your life investing in the people that really matter, the ones that will be there at the end, your friends and your family." And so when you look around people that are already in your circle of life, your friends, your family, I want you during the next few days as you ramp up to Monday, Christmas Day, and a great time for feast, fellowship, great food, friends, family, I want you to think, who in my circle has got a December 22nd? It may be another calendar day of the year, and most often it is. But who's hurting? Who's got that indelibly stamped on their memory? A hard time, a bad time, a hurt, something they've been unable to get over. And here's the reason I'm pointing it out for now. Holidays put bookmarks around those kind of things that happen to all of us. As I said in the first segment, holiday season makes good things get gooder, but makes bad things get badder. Maybe it's just perception. Maybe it's just that we think about it, that they get hard feelings in their heart, they get hurt feelings. It really doesn't matter. Perception is reality. So, my friend, this may be your December 22nd. And so because of that, I want to say, I love each and every one of you. We're all family. And when family members hurt, we all hurt together. And so I'm saying an extra special prayer for every member of www.dnewman.org. I wish you the best, the very merriest Christmas and Happy New Year. And while you're celebrating, take an extra moment to think about someone else. There's always somebody doing worse than you are. Find somebody. Give them a lift. Give them a happy, happy Christmas thought, a message, a word, a handshake, a hug, and a smile. And all I got to say for you is I wish the very best for you and your family. Enjoy it. Remember, the time of the season is about celebrating the birth of our Savior. From Dan Newman and dnewman.org. For me, it won't be an island Christmas this year, but it's going to be a good one. And I wish you the very merriest Christmas you've ever had. Until next time, from Dan Newman at www.dnewman.org, Merry Christmas. So long, everybody.